Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 18th of September. Daniel's response to the crisis he faces in Daniel 9 is one that we should emulate. He prayed. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we examine Daniel's prayer, which suggests five ways we might pray when in crisis and the ways in which God might answer. Our Bible passage, Daniel chapter 9 and verses 4 to 19, is read today from the New Living Translation. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, O Lord, you are a great and awesome God. You always fulfill your covenant and keep your promises of unfailing love to those who love you and obey your commands. But we have sinned and done wrong. We have rebelled against you and scorned your commands and regulations. We have refused to listen to your servants, the prophets, who spoke on your authority to our kings and princes and ancestors and to all the people of the land. Lord, you are in the right, but as you see, our faces are covered with shame. This is true of all of us, including the people of Judah and Jerusalem and all Israel, scattered near and far. Wherever you have driven us because of our disloyalty to you. O Lord, we and our kings, princes, and ancestors are covered with shame because we have sinned against you. But the Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the Lord our God, for we have not followed the instructions he gave us through his servants, the prophets. All Israel has disobeyed your instruction and turned away, refusing to listen to your voice. So now, the solemn curses and judgments written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured down on us because of your sin, because of our sin. You have kept your word and done to us and our rulers exactly as you warned. Never has there been such a disaster as happened in Jerusalem. Every curse written against us in the law of Moses has come true. Yet we have refused to seek mercy from the Lord our God by turning from our sins and recognizing his truth. Therefore the Lord has brought upon us the disaster he prepared. The Lord our God was right to do all of these things, for we did not obey him. O Lord, our God, you brought lasting honor to your name by rescuing your people from Egypt in a great display of power. But we have sinned and are full of wickedness. In view of all your faithful mercies, Lord, please turn your furious anger away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain. All the neighboring nations mock Jerusalem and your people because of our sins and the sins of our ancestors. O our God, hear your servant's prayer. Listen as I plead. For your own sake, Lord, smile again on your desolate sanctuary. O my God, lean down and listen to me. Open your eyes and see our despair. See how your city, the city that bears your name, lies in ruins. We make this plea not because we deserve help, but because of your mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. For your own sake, do not delay, O my God. For your people and your city bear your name. Amen. We all face crises in our lives. It might be the death of a loved one. It could be the loss of a career or job. It might be ill health. It could be a difficult or broken relationship. Daniel was captured by King Nebuchadnezzar when he became king of Babylon and made Judah a vassal state. He's in crisis. Having discovered that Jeremiah had prophesied that Jerusalem must lie in ruins for 70 years. What Daniel does in response to this crisis is a blueprint for us when we face our own difficult circumstances. Today we note that before Daniel started speaking to God in prayer, he listened and he let God have the first word. How did he do that? He read God's word. He studied the scriptures and he listened for God's voice through them. It was through the Bible that Daniel learned what was going to happen to his city. If you want to know how to pray in a crisis, then the answer is that the more we read the Bible, the more we listen for God's voice, the more effective our prayers will be. Scripture often tells us what to pray for and helps us discern when God answers. How to pray in a crisis? Begin by letting God have the first word in your prayers today. As you think through these thoughts today, you may want to use this question to help you. What makes it difficult to hear God's voice when you study his word? And what could you do to help that? I hope you'll join me tomorrow as we look at focusing on God and not our problems.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.